Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We are living in a society in which there are many misconceptions which prevail about Islam and non-Muslims. And we need to analyze and discuss each of these misconceptions in the light of the original sources of the Quran and Islam so that we are able to form a correct opinion in this matter. Now, amongst these misconceptions is the fact that it is considered by our jurists that every non-Muslim, every Muslim who renounces his faith and becomes a non-Muslim, he must be punished by death, which in other means apostasy. Apostasy is punishable by death. This is the verdict of all our jurists. And this, in fact, is based on a narrative which is recorded in many hadith books. And a typical text of this narrative is, "Man baddala deenahu faqtuluhu." He who renounces his faith, and faith, of course, here refers to Islam, he who gives up his faith has to be executed. Now, this is almost a consensus opinion which has existed in our jurisprudence. Now, it is essential to analyze each and every narrative in the light of the Quran, because the Quran and the Sunnah are the primary sources of religion, and all narratives must be understood in the light of these two original and primary sources. Now, if we study this narrative in the light of the Quran, we come to realize that in the Quran there is a very special issue which is discussed in various verses. And this issue is that all in the times of the messengers of God, the Almighty punished people who had deliberately denied the truth. Now, all messengers of God, of course, had become weapons of destruction in the time in their own times, and it was the Almighty Himself who, through these messengers and through their followers, who destroyed people who had deliberately denied the truth, who knew what the truth was, and in spite of being convinced of the truth, they had denied the truth. So therefore, in the times of these messengers of God, the Almighty punished these people who had deliberately denied the truth. Now, in the time of the last messenger of God also, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this event took place, and people who had deliberately denied the truth were punished in various degrees. People who subscribed to polytheism, they were to be executed if they did not accept faith. And people who were primarily monotheists, like the people of the book, they were allowed to live on their old religion and be subservient to the Muslims and pay the jizya tax. So indeed about these people it was said, "Man baddala deenahu faqtuluhu." The mushrikeen among the people of the amongst Arabia who had accepted Islam, now if they reverted back, it was about these people that it was said that he who changes his faith, kill or execute him. So it has to be understood that this narrative does not announce or pronounce an eternal directive or an eternal verdict. What it says is primarily based on the Quran, and as I said, the Quran itself says that apostasy is punishable by death only of the mushrikun of the times of the Prophet Muhammad, who would give up their faith and revert back to their shirk, since they were already destined to be killed if they did not accept faith. So therefore, if after accepting faith, they renounced their faith and they came back to their own original beliefs of polytheism, they were to be executed. In a nutshell, we can say that the punishment of apostasy related primarily to the mushrikun of the people of the times of the Prophet Muhammad, and it has no bearing today on any non-Muslim. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ